For those of you who follow YouTube, perhaps you're familiar with the video of the pitiful lady with bronchitis who woke to a fire, and her response was, "Ain't nobody got time for that." The video was outrageous, and one would assume that it was staged, but unfortunately for the lady, it was not. This video was a source of many comedy spoofs, which made me think, "I ain't got time for that." Last week, shopping for a Father's Day gift, I walked in front of a candle shop, and believe it or not, there was a candle with the fragrance of bacon. That's just not right. If I were to awake one morning and smell bacon, I would assume that my dear old husband was fixing breakfast, and I would be devastated to come downstairs to see a bacon-scented candle. That would be the ultimate pork teaser. It is the equivalent of coming into a house and being overcome with the aroma of roses, and then to discover that it's just a rose-scented room spray. It's just not fair. I like my bacon nestled between eggs and grits and the flowers in a vase. Realtors often cook cinnamon on the stovetop to give the illusion of home cooking, but that is all part of the showmanship. That is business, and a commission is at stake. Neither do I have time for carrying a designer purse. Surely they're going to be the first to be stolen. Big decision for the thief. Should I take the Gucci bag or the Target pleather? More than not understanding carrying a designer handbag, I don't understand carrying a faux designer handbag. What's inside? Faux lipstick? Faux money? I hate to start a sentence with the phrase, "back in my day," but here I go. Back in my day, when we graduated high school and college, the boys would get a cross pin and the girls would get a picture frame. Nowadays, girls get a brand new set of bosoms. That just doesn't sit right with me. Don't get me wrong, I'm about 95% all natural, with the exception of dyed hair and a modicum of Maybelline, but bosoms for graduation? Ain't nobody got time for that.